Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we'll be in Los Angeles end of this week here doing the Conscious Life Expo starting Friday, and it's Saturday and Sunday of this month. So the date today is Monday, September 25th, 6th, 2011. So this is getting near the end of the month here in September. And we could have some call-ins, but we're going to bring up some topics here in case you would like to comment or have a question, okay? So tonight's show is going to be, basically the theme on it will be the light, what the light is, how we could describe that to people, versus what the darkness is going to give us, and the differences of the two. Because remember, the darkness has created their own particular light, and since we cannot necessarily discern the two, some people think that the darkness was created from the light, which it was not. And then they also, when you go to a church or bring in energies without connecting to your spirit first, you are always, I'll use the word always, bringing in the light of the darkness. If you don't connect to your spirit, which knows about what true light is, and command it to bring in light to you. Remember, the light doesn't necessarily come to you from source energy. You already have it, but you have to go to your spirit to connect to its light. So that's what I want you to remember. You can never bring light to you outside of yourself. And you can't bring in more light. You cannot change your own particular frequency, because your spirit only has the frequency that it is. When it was created, it had its own particular individual frequency, its own light spectrum, if you want to call it that, and it cannot be changed by yourself trying to bring in more light to you. Although, the flip side of that is if you choose darkness, the darkness can contaminate, steal your spirit, steal your soul, and it can, in a sense, dilute it by stealing part of it, but it'll never change the frequency. So we'll turn it over to Carrie, and we could have callers tonight. So if you wish to ask a question that maybe has been on your mind for a long time, like the most common one that people would ask me typically is, gee, Ron, can I go to the light? The answer is no. And they go, well, what about the light ship? You cannot go there on your own. No. Okay? What about, the reason is because the light ship would see you as darkness, because your body is contaminated, and so is your spirit, and it's not in wholeness. When I bring people to the light ship on the conference calls, it's only because I have the special frequencies to allow you to go there. Other than that, you could never go there. In fact, nobody could even go there without some representative down here, and the last one was Jesus, to do this process. So this is the way the light works. The light does not allow contamination in its field, cannot accept darkness into itself. Otherwise, it would be the darkness too. It would be corrupted. So then people also ask, well, do I pray to this light that's outside of me? No. There's no, the light doesn't even, in a sense, know you, doesn't want to even deal with you, because it created you in wholeness, and it's allowing you to do what you choose to do. It's free will, free choice, and everything is in the now. So if you didn't have the now experienced, you know, the way the now works, then you'd be in time. So the light never created time. So the whole process here that we're trying to help you out with is to describe to you and explain the difference between true light and the false light of the darkness. So if you have any questions about the light of the darkness, which is what we live in here, in time, in duality, brought forth and controlling you is your natal chart, which is darkness. You know, please call in and ask your questions. But you cannot connect yourself to the light ship to bring in more light to you. That does not work, because they will not even recognize you. And the next thing is, you have to go to your spirit. And just thinking that you're heart-centered, using the mind, telling you that you're heart-centered means that you're not there either. You have to have your spirit involved. If you don't have your spirit involved with anything that you're doing, you're not going to be connected to the light. So, Carrie, I'll turn it over to you, and we'll just see who can come on here, maybe on the fast chat, asking their question about this here. And if Ed in Florida is on, we'll be sending you within a day our little PDF file that we're going to be printing out for this coming up expo, which you could post on your own website if you would like to. So here we go, everybody. We'll get Carrie on, give a drum roll, and here she is. Okay, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron, and welcome everybody to Monday with Ron and the Creation Light Ship on BBS. So I think actually, Ron, while you were talking, I heard a beep, so I think we have a caller already. Is somebody on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron.
Okay, so what question do you have about the light, Larry, or the light of the darkness that we can help out other people with? And
well,
I'm not going to be doing healing today on this program. That'll just bring that
an
out.
An idea about what the light is, I'd like to share and see what you think about it.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, in regard to selective thinking, I think that some people, they have the view that everything is snow white, and they don't see that there's pros and cons in life and in one another, and they don't see the good in people. They just see everything is snow white and glazed over. And then there's a person that may see that everything is dark, and if you talk to one another, they may try to disrupt you because they think that you're talking about them. So everything is dark to that kind of a person. And then maybe the third person, maybe they've got mixed energies to where if you make a comment, they'll say, oh, that's darkness. You better go to the light and fix that. But it may be a good comment. You may be coming from light when you say that. You may be helping other people, and they may be appreciative of that. So the frequencies are sometimes different from one to another. But a normal energy is in the fourth person. If he balances and stays in neutral, and he looks at the pros and cons, but he stays in neutral and the light, then he's not going to be affected by that or much notice it that much. He'll just stay in the peacefulness of the light. And that's just my opinion about our topic, which what is the light? And wondering if you had a comment, maybe healing about that too.
Okay. Boy, you had a lot there, Larry. Remember, I only take 10 words. So could you repeat 10 words of what you'd like me to describe? Because I'm in the moment. And as time moves on more than 15 seconds, basically I can't hold the memory from the past.
Okay, let me say it in 10 words. People see darkness instead of the light. They see false light instead of true light. They don't come together with true light sometimes the way they should.
Yes, that is 100% correct. Yeah, and what happens is through daily living, as you start to, if you wish to talk about light, most people are used to having the light of the darkness, and that's where typically everybody lives because they don't connect to their spirit. So I guess another way of saying it is that since everybody is living in the light of the darkness and they don't talk to their spirit daily and connect with the light inside of them, they're always in darkness. So when you talk about light, this is the only light that they know is the light of the darkness. And so it's very hard to have a conversation about light, of the light that you're talking about, we'll say, which is your spirit energy, because they don't even know what that is. And that's the hard thing that most people have if you're trying to convey a message to somebody about light, because they think they know what it is because they lived with it all the time. And it's like hearing the phrase light workers means you have to work on getting the light. It has to come inside of you. So if you are a light worker, that means that you're working toward the light, on the light, but you got to connect it inside of yourself. And without going inside of yourself, there's no way that you are going to ever see and feel the light, because it's never outside of you. Like I said, you can never go to the light ship. That's an impossibility. So churches believe that you can pray to God, we'll say, pray to Jesus, believing that they are of the light or the light, depending on how you believe that. Like, you know, the Son of God or God being Jesus makes no difference. He was just from the light, but you can't connect to that energy. You cannot connect to any of the divine source energies that came here because they would not allow you to court them anyway. Why would something of divine light essence want to have a negative energy, a dark energy, according in duality, connect to them? It would not even work. So if people who went to churches would understand that, they would know that they could never connect to anything outside of themselves. So thank you, Larry, unless you have another question to ask, but it has to be really, quick.
Well, unless we can get a healing on that, that would be nice.
I'm not going to do healings today.
Okay, very good.
I'm just going to do explanations.
Okay, then, thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay.
Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, so we do have some questions popping up, and the first one came while you were talking, Ron, about going to the light ship or not going to the light ship. So Michael is wondering, where is the creation light ship from? So maybe you can just do a sentence or two on that. I know it's a little tricky to describe.
Okay. So when we use the word light ship, people hear the word ship, and then they look at ship as maybe a ship in the ocean, or because it says light ship, normally your mind will take you into a UFO. So they think, some people anyway, think that the light ship is a UFO out there someplace in the cosmos that you go to because there is rooms on it, or like maybe a big hotel room on a light ship or, on a UFO. No, the light ship materializes and becomes real when you go to it. Other than that, it's a consciousness of light. So one way to look at it, for your mind to accept what it is, just think if you were to look at a big spotlight and it didn't burn your eyes out, okay? And that's what it would look like, pure light. And that's why you cannot go to it, because it would actually terminate you instantly, because you would be hit with so much energy because of the darkness in your genetics, your DNA and your body not holding the spirit energy in it completely, would be terminated. So it's everywhere but nowhere, okay? So it's not something that you're going to be able to say, oh, I see it up there, like I see a star very bright in the heavens here, that must be the light ship. No. It's a consciousness that created everything in the universe of light. So hopefully I answered that the way you could probably perceive what I'm talking about. The true light created everything in the light consciousness, which gave everything that it created free will, free choice. And so that's what it is. And it doesn't need you to pray to it, to give it energy, to connect to it. You cannot connect to it, because if you could, the darkness in you would be eliminated. So another way of looking at it is that, let's just say that you have a brand new born baby. That baby would have a much better chance to go to the light versus you. And the reason would be is because it is not dealing with duality yet. Okay? Remember, the baby's energy is basically nurtured when it is being formed as a fetus in the mother by the spirit of the mother. So it comes out basically as light. And it's a manifestation physically of light. And once it starts understanding what to do, what not to do, and gets into a consciousness, a routine, a mind energy, then it gets diluted out and the spirit has to leave, because the spirit cannot live in darkness. So that's the way it kind of works. So hopefully that's helped you out also. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just to sum that up, the creation light ship is not usually a physical thing, but it can manifest itself physically. And I know you've talked about the 12 source energies that created it. So Michael, if you haven't heard the show for too long, that the 12 source energies are what came together and created the creation light ship. And then from the creation light ship, whether it's being physical or not, it's the way I look at it, Ron, is it's kind of like a creation factory. It's the place where everything in the light gets kind of sent out from, and then we are part of that, and then we go off and have our experiences, and obviously the one that we're having on Earth is a bit of a mess compared with
yeah, that's true, yeah.
And it shouldn't be, you know, we shouldn't be stuck here, but we are. And if we weren't, we're just pieces of creation that have gone off to make our own creations and have our own experiences of all the other creations that exist.
Yes, and so you are created from the 12 source energies. So every one of those energies is inside of you as far as the creation of that, and your spirit, we'll just say, is in charge of your body and is in charge of itself. So it is pure light. And your body is light, or would be completely of light, except the DNA in it of judgment that we all share here brings it into darkness. So that's kind of one way of looking at it. And so every time we go through an ascension point, which is every 2,000 years, you have the chance to have the source, the light that created you, try to find you, because it knows that it's missing parts of itself. And that's why they have ascension points, ascension energies every 2,000 years, so that you are able to go back to the light and to be found in the areas of darkness, the dark side dimensions created in time, the duality energies, the mind energies. So what we basically have done, humanity has chosen to live with the mind energy, thinking that it's false light and all the different things that go along with that, and the promotions that are done here, and the practitioners who think they're bringing in light, and the churches that have you pray outside of yourself to become prey, and all this stuff is there just to entertain you. Remember, this is an emotional planet somehow, and the emotions are what you are experiencing, and all emotions are in duality. The dark side created the duality of emotions, we'll say, so you could experience life here. And that's what you want to get rid of. In true light, everything is. It's in the moment, and you experience in the moment without the emotional energy of positive and negative, which would be duality. And then you're in the observation mode. So you can still experience, but you're in observation versus in judgment. That's the difference. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Pete in Australia has a bunch of questions about this, so I'm going to clump them up a little bit, I think, here. Well, the first one is, are we as light the purest of energy? Is light just an energy type, a type of energy?
Well, using languaging here, light, okay, the speed of light, which is another way of looking at it, is on a timeline. Okay, that's why, you know, they talk about how fast the speed of light is. That is the light of the darkness. Okay, so that light is not source light. Source light is instant across the whole universe of light. There's no such thing as time. And that's where you could probably put the word in of oneness. But the word oneness with the creations of light can become kind of mixed up in some people's minds, because when you talk about oneness, everybody thinks that they're in tune with everything else, which is not correct. The oneness just means that the energy that created you is all the same. And then you become an individual expression of that energy. And that energy then in you, which is your spirit, and also your body has the same energy because it was created from light too, except it got corrupted with the DNA, okay? And so, and your spirit could possibly have attracted the darkness DNA in it also, but I won't get into that at all. I want to just make it very simplistic here, stating that your spirit is, as much as it can be, whole and complete. So the spirit energy is of light. You could use another word there, whatever it could be, whatever you choose to use, but light is light. And we use light because light is a very pure source. if you want to call it that, where there's no coloration to it. But, you know, it's not an aspect of the color frequencies or anything else, if you want to use that term, because all that is all mind-based energies here that we have to talk about to try to describe what light is. So it gets kind of confusing if you're trying to use your head to figure it out. Use your spirit and you get the answer instantly. So this is why you want to go to your heart. But if you don't go to your heart and use your spirit at all, and you try to connect to the light, which is what we're talking about, you will not connect to source energy. And the source energy that you could connect to if you go to your spirit is with your spirit. It's never outside of yourself. So I'll say it over again. The light that you came from never connects back to you again, okay? Because there's no reason for it to connect to you. And you cannot ever give it your light thinking that you're helping it out, or to give anybody else light, or like the planet light, or to bring in light, because once it's created, everything is created from the light, from a source of energy that is in non-judgment, and it allows everything to have its own way of what it chooses to do as far as free will, free choice. And it doesn't care what type of modalities you use for healing. It doesn't care what, if you choose darkness over the light that your spirit has. It doesn't judge you. You're only, at that point, deluding yourself out when you choose to do things that are not of your creation energy. So once you understand your creation energy is an energy which we call light, it could be called something else, you know, that's up to you, it makes no difference. But once you get deluded out thinking that you are lacking something out and have to go outside of yourself to find it, that's the darkness energy. And that's all the New Age books, more than likely, on New Age metaphysics and everything else that's out there, bringing you into the realm of darkness. And the darkness will pose as true light because you have no way to discern the difference. Your only discernment is to have your spirit and to go to that. But they never talk about that. I haven't really heard any other practitioner myself talk about going inside and connecting to your spirit in your heart center. They may tell you to go to your heart, then you're in the land of darkness, the mind energy of the heart, and you can drop down there whenever you choose to, too, the same process, but you're not in the source energy of light that created your spirit and created you. And it will look the same to you also. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have another person in Australia on the fast chat today, Ron. We've got George, and George and Pete are chatting back and forth, both being in Australia. But George is asking, can someone please advise me how to get into the conversation? So, George, if you have specific questions, type them in, and I'll read them out. And then Ed has typed in the phone numbers for George. If you can call, if you have an international calling plan that won't break the bank, call in right now, and you can ask Ron your question. I would go with that line 3, which is area. Once you've done the international code, just type the 530-413-4522 number, and we'll bring you on the show, and you can speak to Ron directly. So while we're waiting for George to type in a question or call in. Pete had another one, which I've lost now, but it was, I think, asking if light is intelligent, if it's an intelligent energy, I think was the question.
Yeah, very intelligent. That would be, yeah, it's the ultimate of intelligence, yes, uh-huh, the pinnacle of that. So, yeah, the light is very conscious. Look around you. Everything that is created that you're viewing with your eyes would be a creation of the light. Now, I want to say that differently now. It is true that the darkness could clone that, so it could be a representation of the light as you're seeing, like maybe a tree or something, and it could be a tree created on a clone planet, but it could still look like a tree. But everything that you see is from light. I don't believe the darkness can create anything that hasn't come from the light, so they replicate it. They duplicate it, They make it and put their own specific codes into it so that it can be controlled and used. So yes, everything that is here on this planet, since the Earth Spirit had to manifest it itself, created itself, is from the light. Now, naturally, you know, the darkness can bring in a false type of energy that would be non-light and put that here also. But normally that would be on a cloned planet, cloned Earth or something. But yes, everything that you see was created by the light. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And then I think what you were mentioning before, Ron, about this whole oneness idea that we get bombarded with by the New Age movement is worth talking a little bit more about. And you had said that all of us created in the light, obviously that's what we're made of, that's what created us, that's what, you know, our spirit is made of and the blueprint of our body, but that we are all also unique. So it's kind of like ingredients in a very elaborate cake, and if you and I were sitting next to each other on the sofa and we didn't have our bodies, if it were just our spirits and, you know, and mine wasn't messed up by all this reincarnation trauma, even though we're both made of light and we both got the 12 energies in us, our spirits are not the same. I mean, you know, we have edges to us, so to speak. We have a place where we end and the next creation in light would begin. And so you might have three parts of source energy number one and five of number two, and I've got different amounts. So that's kind of how I picture it. Like, we're all made of the same stuff, but we're all made of different portions of the same stuff, so we come out differently. So do you want to say anything else about that, Ron?
Yeah, in a sense, yeah, that's sort of correct. It all depends how you wish to look at it. But you're all created from light, and it's how that light chooses to express itself in the manifestation, in the creation that it chooses to energize. So yes, that the cake mix, we'll say that the spirit energizes will be maybe a little different each time if that's what's chosen to do. But the spirit still has all the attributes of source energy with it. And it's up to you to connect to that. As far as the manifestations, kind of getting back into talking about DNA, everybody has a stored history in them of what maybe you used in the past lives of your body. I'm not talking about your spirit, of your body, where your talents reside. And so your talents do come from the past, and your spirit chooses the talents that it would like to bring forth in this lifetime, and that's the way it works. But everybody is unique, because if you had the spirits being all identical, we'll say, and I'm not exactly right here, but keeping it simple, if you were all exactly the same, then you would all have the same cake mix, so to speak, okay, that you want to manifest into. But every spirit has a choice of what they choose to do and how they choose to do it. So that's kind of the way it works. Some people talk about being an old soul or a young soul. Well, that's just a bunch of stuff that maybe deals with the Earth here, is when you incarnated here on this planet, how long you've been here. So there's really no way to get a number on how old your spirit is, okay? But you can track on how long it's been here, stuck here. Because remember, you should only have one life on typically any planet, any location. Because there's no reason to have more than that, because there's so much out there to explore. Like I say, the universe of light would be like grains of sand on our beaches. There's quite a bit of that. And so it probably would be uncountable even. Even a shovelful you probably couldn't count. So why would you choose to come back to another location at the same, you know, over and over again? And the only reason for that is that the darkness is holding you here. And your spirit has become deluded and cannot leave here because of the barcodes put on it and the entrapment of the darkness. So that's the whole thing. And you're going to say, well, if the light is so powerful, why can't your spirit leave here? Well, it's because each lifetime that your ancestors have had, and even that you have had so far, you are connecting to darkness with your thoughts. So if you didn't have any thoughts and you lived in the present moment, then the darkness would not have a control on you. But since you have DNA of your body, that brings you right into thoughts. So that's the process that they gave you, this gift of each lifetime is worse than the one before as far as the bodies that you live in, because everybody's thinking all the time. Remember, they gave you the mind. So if we started over again here on a clean slate, you would not have mind here whatsoever. You'd just be connecting to your heart center with your spirit, and that's all that it would be. And you would still have communication like you have now, through the body, through the communication to your spirit, but they just took the spirit out of the equation. And that same energy that would normally talk to you now would be the mind energy. You could call it your ego self or the voice inside of your head, whatever you want to use. They have people, some things talk about lower self and higher self, and, you know, it's just a way of words to attempt to describe something. But basically, if you had nothing here of mind energy, and you would just see peace, and the peace energy is what you choose to get into if you wish to further yourself in this lifetime, so that you're no longer in judgment. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so George has typed in a question, and he's asking why we don't hear other teachers speak on your level.
Probably because there's no light beings here. So I am a light being that chose to come back. I don't incarnate. I chose to come here for the ascension process. And unfortunately, the people out there that are promoting spirituality, whatever that would be or mean to you, are all using the information and probably regurgitated over and over again from the light of the darkness. And so the teachings will be a lot of times very, very similar and sound like truth to you, but it will always have a twist in it somewhere. It may sound 99% correct, and then all of a sudden it may not feel too right to you, but you go, wow, it's basically correct, I'll go with that. Remember, the darkness wants to hold you here, so the darkness is never, ever going to promote the light, because the darkness only promotes itself. And the light does not promote itself either. I just happen to come here, this time to help people with ascension, and that's it. So that's why you won't hear anybody else talking typically the way I do, because they're not a light being. And so I did not incarnate here through the Galactic Federation, through the different systems that are put in place here, the soul families, etc., to be controlled. I came from source energy directly here, and that's what I'm doing. I still have a human life, have a human body. I have stuff happening to me just like you do, but I always try to hang on to the present moment as much as I can. And on these programs, the light beings, I do get help from them. They come in to help you with what you need to know. Other than that, the light does not judge you, even if you choose darkness, because it can't. It won't. It won't create duality in its system of light. So, and all that's all I talk about is light. And I know darkness probably better than I would say anybody else on this planet, because I have to deal with darkness through the clearings that I have on the website to get it out of people. So everything on the website, all the clearings that I do, has to run through my physical body. Even though you're on a computer looking at a light beam, the light beam is connected to you, and then from there it goes into me. So everything goes through me to the light ship. It has to have a conduit to bring in the light to help you. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so you just mentioned the dark, and Pete is asking if the dark needs light to exist. So I guess the first question is, does it need light to exist?
I really don't know about that. it looks like it might. Maybe it's really jealous of the light and wants to get light. It's possible, very possible, it doesn't need the light to exist. That's why you're held captive here, and it wants to take parts of you away, the slice and dice machine, you know, to bring, you know, they do this with your body and your spirit both, and to steal parts of you. So not to get too gross here, but that's what they do. So they do capture parts of you. The movie Number 9 is a very good movie, kind of a little cartoon in a sense, of what the darkness does to spirits. So if you haven't seen it, it came out around the same time the movie Number 9 came out. So, and that's a good movie too. And I like the cat food about the aliens eating cat food. Well, I don't really like it, but it's probably more real than not. But most people probably don't understand what I'm talking about. But they didn't see it anyway in the movie. But basically, that's it. And, you know, watch the movie Number 9. And it'll give you a lot of good visuals of what the darkness is doing to humanity here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Michael was asking a little bit ago, you were describing, well, maybe even it was me, describing the 12 source energies, and then you went on to describe them a bit. And I think he's wondering where they come from. And I don't know if you have an answer for that, Ron, but...
They're just source energies. You know, you have to get out of your head.
Yeah.
Just source energies that created you. And you can never go back to them because they gave you part of their energy with you. So you're it. Nothing is outside of yourself. And it's how much you can discover yourself to know who you are. So I could ask who you are, and you can say about all this stuff, you know, I work so-and-so here at a job. This is who I am. Maybe, you know, I'm a carpenter, you know, I sweep floors, I'm a maid, you know, or I used to be a typist, or I'm a computer program. Well, that's what you do physically. Who you really are is a spirit created from the light. And that light energy is in a sense, keeping you alive. And that's what it is. So that's who you really are. So it's trying to figure out the creation of who you are and everything else. It's meaningless. It means nothing. That's the trap that the darkness feeds you in your mind to try to figure something out, to get a self-fulfilling prophecy. So don't even go there. Don't even try to figure out what the light is or how it is. You know, just know that you are a part of that, and it's up to you to hang on to what you are, not to try to figure out everything else, because you could be figuring it out for a long time. And that's probably the reason why you, everybody listening here, hasn't left here on the ascension time, because you're still trying to figure things out. So the more you try to figure, the more you're going to get answers to try to figure out the next move. So don't even go there. Don't waste your time. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the second part of Pete's question, he was asking, if the dark needs light to exist and it's not of the light, how can it have been created? So
how did the darkness get created? Is that
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know how it was created. Light never created it.
Right.
I can talk about light creations, but the dark, that's not my agenda.
Right, and so it's a completely separate creation. I think that's the point that we should make, is that it wasn't created by the light, and dark was created somehow, somewhere, some whatever else, completely separate, not made of the same energy. But in the area we live, on this planet at least, it overlapped what Ron refers to as the universe of light, or the creation of light. And so the two are mixed, and they should not have been. So maybe you can talk a little about that, Ron, about how really they should be separate.
Yeah, the darkness energy, we'll just talk about like, we'll just use the term water and oil. You know that they don't mix typically. So if the water stays where it is and has its own process of water, and the darkness stays where it is in oil, they're perfectly both fine, okay? The light does not judge the darkness whatsoever. And so for that aspect, talking about it, the darkness energy, for what it is fully conscious, just like the light is, okay? And the main difference is that it wants to control things. But let's forget about that completely. There's nothing wrong with the darkness, nothing wrong with the light. Okay? Because if the darkness were to do its own realm of darkness, wherever it is, then it's perfectly fine. The light doesn't judge it. And the light does not judge the light. It doesn't care what happens in light. And I don't know what the darkness does, if they judge what they do in the darkness, but if they didn't mix with each other, they're both perfectly fine energies. Oil is oil, and water is water. But when they come together, and the light does not go into darkness, it doesn't choose darkness, it doesn't wish to figure out what darkness is. It doesn't do that. It only knows light. But when the darkness comes in to the light, then that's where the problem is, and the darkness tends to want to steal spirit, souls, and everything in the creation of light. So it's like a thief. And so that's what it's doing. It's coming into the light to steal bits and pieces of the light. And it needs it for some reason. Why? I don't know. All I can say is that that's what it does, just by watching the effects of what it's doing. So, but as far as what it is, it's perfectly fine to be what it is. But when it comes into the universe of light and tampers with the creations of light to control it, that's where the problem is. And the light has to do the ascension to get it out of the process here in its own creation. So the light gets the darkness creeping into it. And that's kind of the way it is. But on its own, I would say the light would never affect the darkness whatsoever. It would not go in there and reprimand it for being darkness. You know, it doesn't do that because it's non-judgmental energy. It's just that when it gets attacked by the darkness, then it has to actually, you know, we'll use the word fight or whatever you want to use there to get it out of its existence. And that's it. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I kind of look at us as like this crazy buffet for the dark. It's like it encountered us and it found this dessert buffet, and it just can't get enough, and it's doing dreadful things to the buffet, but that's how I look at it. Okay, so Shannon has a couple of questions. She's asking, why can't other light beings come to help you? Why do you have to do all this just yourself on your own?
Just needs one person here on this planet to do what I'm doing. Doesn't need a lot of them. Light is light. So if I do need extra backup, they do come into my body to do that. But it would not need more than one body to do this work. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I'm reading all the back and forth between everybody trying to find another question. Well, while I'm waiting for one, maybe we should just quickly mention, Ron, that there is a new free clearing up on the website that went up, I think, yesterday or today. Do you want to just quickly run through that?
Yeah, why don't you run through that, Carrie, for people, and maybe tell them where they can find it. And
sure. So
Just go to the BBS page, and I think underneath the station buttons that we have posted there to listen, you're going to see it'll say, the website, and then creationlightship.com. You can click on that, and that will take you directly to the website without having to close things down or whatever. So you can go to there and look on the left-hand side. So it's all yours now, Carrie.
Okay, so once you're on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, scroll down on the left-hand side, just not too far. You get to the little book, and then the key, the healing login, and then there's recommended healings, and then right under that, is the free healing tab. Click on that, open up the free healings, and go down, and it's called Alien Oxygen Code Removal. So highlight that, click on the word go, and then you open up the oxygen clearing. I'll read the little blurb real quick. It's not too long. It says, the oxygen on this planet has alien codes within it. The codes can cause your energy levels to drop and may affect your memory. This clearing will remove the harmful effects of breathing the current Earth oxygen. When you feel groggy, depressed, or a little funky, this clearing may help. Do the clearings as many times as you feel you need. This healing will only work for the person performing the healing. The healing will clear the oxygen in the person's room and lungs. So then you scroll down a little bit. You put your name in the little name bar there, and there are two steps with some subcategories. So you click on step one, which is light shape healing oxygen, and you can pick. There's oxygen 1, 2, and 3, so you can pick different colors is what you're picking, and you can also mix colors. So go into the drop-down boxes there and choose your light being picture, and the counter is set for 10 minutes, and hit the start button, and away you go. And you can just do this. You can change your start button and do as many different amount of minutes that you'd like if you'd like to have, you know, longer on red or longer on yellow or whatever. So that's it, really. It's another free one that Ron just put up, so do send him donations. When you do these, if you can, that would be great. And Ron, do you have anything else to add to this oxygen clearing?
No, I think everybody will be able to kind of experience it in their own ways, and the oxygen should help to heal you. Yes, so that would be great.
Okay, so let me see if there have been any new questions on the fast chat. Sorry, mine just went down. I'm just refreshing here. I'm not seeing any jump. Oh, here we are. Oh, no, George has lost sound. Hopefully you got that back. Yep, I'm scanning for question marks, and I'm just seeing lots of comments. Shannon was asking... Did I already ask this? I don't think I did. She was wondering if when we have healings, when we go to the light ship or when we're not on the light ship, can we thank, is it okay to thank the light beings for the clearings?
Well, as far as being human here, you normally say thanks, you know. You say thanks to a waiter that maybe waited on you and stuff. Yeah, you could do that, but remember, they're in non-judgment. So... it wouldn't make any difference whatsoever because they're not judging you. You're asking for a healing, and instantly it's done. Doesn't take any time because we live in time here. Remember, it's done instantly. You ask, it's done. You ask, it's done. You ask, it's done. As far as them wanting a pat on the back or something, thank you or whatever, yeah, if you want to, you can, but it doesn't matter to them because it's just words that you're using. They're coming to you in peace energy. I could use the word love energy, but it's different. But they're coming to you in peace energy, and they want you to become more peaceful, we'll say, okay? And that's all they know is peace. So any words that you use in our vocabulary is meaningless to them as far as that. When you do complain about something, they do understand what you're talking about because they can read the darkness in you with that event or that situation, and they will do what they can do instantly to fix you, and that's the way it works. Now, it's up to you to carry and hold the energy after that's done. That's why I always tell people, what clearings have you had? You have a problem? Have you had your emotional clearing to get rid of this residue in this lifetime that caused your problem to begin with, your emotional clearing? You know? People say, yeah, I've done a few samples here. I maybe did 10 samples. Well, that's only 10 out of millions. You know, you have it all in your DNA. You need to clean out that stuff in this lifetime. So you have to get your whole lifetime emotional clearing done first before you could even expect to have a wonderful clearing. And then it's what other energetic bodies are around you that's going to contaminate your healing, put back judgment into you. And this is why you need to have clearings. So, but on the light ship, and when you have clearings, they see it done. And they don't see the end result for you. It's done. You're on the light ship instantly. You're brought back here, and it is completed. And how much darkness you put back on yourself by these energetic bodies that you may not have cleaned off, That's your choice. That's your free will, free choice. They're only going to do what you ask. And they only do one thing at a time, and they can only see one thing at a time, and that's what you're dealing with. That's why when you do a whole lifetime clearing, it goes across the whole board. And that's the way it works. And that system was set up by them to help you. So if you go on to a free clearing, for instance, and you say, I want to have my whole lifetime cleared, they won't even know what that is. It won't even relate to them because you have to go through a process that the light shift does. The light shift brings up your whole genetic programming in this lifetime and works with you. That's what those clearings are for. So there's no shortcuts. And the only shortcut that you would have is, you know, if you could go back and talk to every one of your maybe millions of ancestors, and you could line them all up in front of you, and you're on the podium and you say, why didn't you clean yourself out before you had a child? Why didn't you release your judgments? And that's what you'd be asking them, because you're dealing and suffering with all of their stuff, and that's how the darkness comes into you, because the judgment gave you the darkness, or the darkness gave you the judgments. Either way, you want to look at it, because it depends, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg. But regardless, you're dealing with the judgments of your ancestors. Is it your fault? No. Is it their fault? You probably could say yes. But what have you done for yourself so far in this lifetime? Have you followed the teachings of Jesus to clean out your DNA? You know, that's up to you. How long have you lived in this lifetime? Have you been doing that since you became conscious? Your spirit knows all about it. So this is your responsibility for yourself. And that's the way the light shift, in a sense, sees it. It can't judge you because you choose to live in darkness because of the DNA that you have. It's nothing to do with the light shift not helping you. You have to help yourself. Like I said, the light shift only comes here for a very short time every 2,000 years. And everybody should be already prepared for this process of leaving this planet. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Shannon just has a quick question about the oxygen clearing, and she's just asking if you would tell us about the mixing of the colors, maybe why we would do that and how that is different from just doing one color at a time.
Yeah, some people like to experience the combinations of the different types of oxygen, so that's up to you. I put that on there because on one of the conference calls when I was doing this, we mixed a couple of them. People really loved the energies of two at one time. So Okay. Just have fun with it and experiment and just see what you like. Now, remember, it works in the now. So let's say that you mixed maybe pink and yellow today and you really loved it and it felt wonderful. And you wrote that down to remember it. And in a week from now, you mix pink and yellow and you go, wow, it doesn't feel the same. Well, of course it won't, because it works in the now. So it's up to you to decide what you may want to have and just have fun with it. Don't take it too seriously, but everyone will have a benefit, even though you may not be able to feel it. And remember, I use the word feeling because that's how you sense things here. Now, if you haven't had your feeling body cleared out for this lifetime, you're not going to have a decent way to analyze anything because your feeling body is contaminated. This is why you need to go to your spirit. So back to you, Carrie. Looks like our time is kind of coming to a close here.
Yes, I have 58, so maybe we'll just let people know that in half an hour, Ron has his Monday 1 hour Creation Light Shift Healing hour. From 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific, so let's see, 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern. It's $20. If you haven't been up on the light ship before, come and try that out. And Ron does these calls Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Wednesday is the day when all the water charging for one worth's week of drinking water is done. So that's in about 30 minutes. You can hop on the website and sign up for that through PayPal. That's the quickest, easiest way. So the website is creationlightship.com, and I think that's about it. Anything else, Ron, before we sign off?
I guess that's it. I can say this is the only website that is connected to healings that that are going to typically help you. So if you go into the light of the darkness, there are many, 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 many websites that can take you sideways. And that's the way it works. We have another website that's out there coming up, and that will be probably more active shortly here to help people who are kind of mainstream and they don't understand the Creation Lightship website, because it gets into a lot of different things. So we'll be talking about that one, I'm sure, in the near future here. But it's to help people who maybe are more on the religious aspect, and they just can't follow what I'm talking about because it's a little too far out. So it'll be a little more palatable for people. So I look forward for that one here. And it'll have the wonderful CLS clearings on it also. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody. Hopefully you're all going to be on the conference call for $20 in the next half an hour to have some lightship healings for an hour. Blessings.
Thanks, Ron. Good night, everybody.